The purpose of this record is to demonstrate a neglected factor in phono pickup design, namely, the ability of the pickup to stay in contact with the groove modulation over a wide range of frequencies and intensities. In other words, to track the groove. Recording engineers have known for many years that the tracking ability of pickups is the main factor in determining the dynamic range of the records which they may cut. This tracking limitation may be so severe as to make some passages unplayable. The needle simply jumps to the next groove. Or it may be so subtle as to cause a piano note to buzz, a bell to sound leaden, or cymbal clashes to resemble sandpaper sheets rubbed together. We'll explore these limitations in this record by reproducing a number of musical sounds, first at a very mild level, and then at progressively higher levels. Almost any cartridge should be able to track the mildest level at its rated needle force, but only an outstanding pickup will track the fourth level without breakup. Each level is 4 dB or 58% higher than the preceding one, and so the four steps encompass a total increase of 400%. The following three bands are designed to test tracking ability at very high and very low frequencies and are recorded in both channels. Single channel stereo tests for thousand cycle level, channel balance, phasing, and tracking ability using several musical instruments are recorded on the other side of this record.